Hello, hello! You are listening to CPA Career Path Podcast with Rosie Flaherty, CPA MSA. This is episode number 12. Our special guest today is Erin Rusche, a CPA, CGMA, tax planning and business strategy expert. Erin has about 18 years of experience in both public and private accounting. Currently, Erin is a tax partner at BPM LLP.
My name is Erin Rusche. I am a CPA in Santa Rosa, California. I was born and raised here, so I've really enjoyed having a career in my hometown. I've worked both in public accounting as well as in business and industry for local companies. And I am currently an active volunteer with both CalCPA and AICPA.
Why did you choose the accounting career?
When I first started in college, I had an idea in my head that I was going to be a science major because that was really what I had enjoyed while I was in school. I loved math. I loved science. Chemistry was actually one of my most favorite subjects in high school. And it's funny, stoichiometry, which is the process of balancing chemical equations, was actually my favorite part of chemistry. And what I find really interesting about that is it's basically the chemistry equivalent of debits and credits. So I think somewhere in the back of my mind, I was always destined to be in accounting. It just took me a little while to realize that in a science career, you know, I would likely be in a research capacity where I was going to be seeing the same people and working on the same problems for an extended period of time. And I really like being with a variety of people. So when the CPA career path was put in front of me as an option, not only was it going to take me less time to get through school and get to a point where I could be, you know, moving forward with my career, I also was going to be in an environment where I could be social and see people and have an impact on other people's lives rather than kind of being hidden away somewhere.
When you change from a science major to an accounting major, did you know that you wanted to be a CPA at that moment?
When I first officially switched from a science major to an accounting major, I definitely wanted my CPA license. I did a lot of research online, kind of tried to figure out, okay, well, what exactly is a CPA? What does it get you? What do you have to do to get the license? And I saw how the opportunities for someone who was licensed versus someone who had maybe the same education and perhaps even the same experience were just so much more prevalent than not having your license. So I definitely was always on the path of wanting to get my license. I did have some, you know, life events come up that definitely made the licensing process less than straightforward. And it took a little bit of effort, but I think it was 100% worth pursuing the licensure and not just stopping at my accounting degree.
People always say that accounting is boring.
Well, I don't think that accounting is boring. I think that you have to just be aware of the, not just like, okay, I'm doing a journal entry right now, because you're right, like doing a journal entry is not particularly exciting stuff. But looking beyond what the mechanics of what you're doing in the moment and what kind of impact that's having, not just on, you know, that account, that chart of accounts, but what is the business owner doing with that information? How is it helping them make decisions for themselves, their employees, their families, and how is that impacting the greater community? And that's the part that I really like. And I think that there's a lot of satisfaction that comes from having that impact on the broader environment.
What are great things about the CPA career?
Oh, I think there are so many great things about my CPA career. It's hard to choose just one best aspect. I definitely think that the community impact that I have, the ability to help people achieve their goals by helping them understand more about their businesses, is a huge part of what I really enjoy about my career. I also really value the connections that I've made with other CPAs who are doing similar things. I have a couple of great groups that I'm part of that allow me to bounce ideas off of each other and really, you know, up our games individually. And again, just another place where we can have impact and help other professionals grow. Not, you know, it's not just our clients, but it's our colleagues as well.
What are not so great things about the CPA career?
Oh, I think the worst thing about a CPA is getting stuck believing what you've heard about the career and how it has been historically. So it's really easy to buy into the, oh, it's a dread, like you really have to like work crazy hours and you never get to be with your family and it's boring. Like it's easy to buy into that belief. And it just takes a mindset shift to really overcome that. And there are so many other opportunities. So making sure that you're keeping an open mind and keeping your eye on the bigger picture instead of focusing on some of those, you know, less fantastic things about the CPA career is a really big part of, you know, making it satisfying for yourself long term.
Do you think the CPA career is a promising career?
I think that there are a million things that you can do with a CPA license, and it can be custom tailored to what each individual is most passionate about. If you have a particular industry that you're really interested in and want to know more about and be involved in, there's ways to be an accountant specifically for that industry. If there's a particular part of the accounting process, if you're passionate about tax credits and how those can have an impact on business, you can specialize in just that area. So I think that the CPA career just has that ability to be so flexible and give you everything that you could want from it if you take the time to know exactly what it is that you want to get out of it and then make that your goal going in.
Why is accounting essential in daily life?
I've heard it said often that accounting is the language of business, and I would agree with that wholeheartedly. When you are looking at how a business operates and what the flow of information is in the business, accounting is really that baseline information system that allows you to judge, you know, are things going well? Where can you make improvements? How are things lining up with other businesses? It's kind of the equalizer so that you can make those judgments and really have an impact on the business process. I love tracking things. You know, Excel is a great tool. Love Excel. And I think that that's the type of thing, you know, you can help the business owner understand with accounting information that they might have a gut sense of where things are going, but it helps them really narrow it down to specifics so that they know what they need to do to really maximize their own business or the department, whatever it is that you're working in.
Is finance career better than accounting career?
I think finance is related to accounting, but it's very different. So the finance function is going to focus more on what's a return on investment and how, when you invest some, be it money or time, you know, how is that coming back to you? And then how are those investments playing out in the market as a whole? I think accounting is broader than what you would see in finance in that it touches more pieces of the business. And it's kind of like a foundational piece, like it would be in a house. So, you know, the finances maybe one pillar holding up the roof, but accounting kind of lives more in the foundation, you know, the concrete foundation of a business. So I think that with accounting, you have an opportunity to be involved in more of what happens than just that one finance piece.
Why did you choose to work in public accounting instead of private accounting after you graduated?
I cheated a little bit. I was actually working in public accounting while I was going to college. I was an administrative assistant for a local CPA firm while I was working on my degree at the local college. So it was a natural progression for me once I graduated that I would just move into a technical role. I'd actually, about halfway through my coursework, I moved from being the administrative assistant into being an actual tax preparer and bookkeeper for the CPA firm that I was working for. And I had intentionally chosen to work in public accounting because I'd worked in a business prior to that as a bookkeeper. And I really liked the variety that public accounting offered. It wasn't just one business that I was helping. I was doing similar things for multiple businesses. And I have, I'm not going to lie, I tend to be attracted to the bright and shiny things. So I really liked being able to jump back and forth. And it helped keep my attention focused, and it helped keep it fresh rather than getting into a monotonous, like, day over day routine, which is just not my style. I know my husband would tell me that I'm crazy for wanting to do something different all the time. He loves the routine of how he works through his business. So it's up to personal preference, but I really liked public accounting for the variety.
Why did you choose to work at a small CPA firm instead of a larger CPA firm after you graduated?
I liked the idea of a big firm, and I had considered it for a while. The ultimate decision came down to the fact that I had a baby a year before I graduated from college, and it was really important to me, having a young family, that I was going to be able to be involved with my family. You know, definitely anything that required extensive travel was going to be out of the question for me. But I also had really enjoyed my experience while in college in having that very direct impact on the clients. And in the bigger firms, when I looked into that opportunity, you didn't have as much of a direct impact because, you know, there were so many people working towards a common goal in the big companies. Ultimately, it ends up in a similar place as the small companies, but it's just not as visible. And I really liked being able to see how much I was helping the clients and my colleagues.
What made you decide to start your own practice after working at a small CPA firm for 9 years?
When I decided to leave the first firm that I worked for, I had a lot of things going on in my personal life, and it was a journey. I needed to work out for myself exactly what I wanted my career to look like and what that balance was going to be between, by then I had two young children, you know, we were working on buying houses and things like that. There was a lot going on at home. And I really felt in the moment that I wanted a different balance between my work life and my home life. And I felt that going out and looking for a different opportunity, starting something on my own, gave me more control over exactly what I wanted to commit to. I loved the firm that I worked for when I was in college. And it was really sad to leave there, actually. But it didn't feel like it was fair to ask my old boss to, like, flex so hard. Like, what that company needed was someone who was able to make a bigger commitment than what I was able to provide at the time. So I decided that I was going to, I actually went and was a controller for a local firm, not a local firm, excuse me, a local business for about a year and a half. And that worked out great because what they needed from me was very limited. I was basically there during school hours. So I dropped my kids off in the morning. They were right down the street from my kids' school. I worked. When it was time to go pick them up from school, I went, picked them up from school, and I went home. So for about a year that worked. And then I realized that that whole thing that I was talking about before, about variety and having more than one client, I really missed it. So I kind of slowly phased out of the controller role and into my own firm. I did kind of both part-time. And I really definitely love public accounting, and it was calling me. So I needed to go back. So it was kind of in that moment, I knew I was ready when I felt confident that I was giving advice that was helping my clients. And I have always been really intentional about, okay, well, what area do I want to be advising in where I feel, you know, really grounded and centered in the advice that I'm providing? So I didn't jump right into, you know, publicly reporting businesses and doing tax returns for them. You know, I started out with very, you know, small micro businesses and helping those folks understand their finances and what it means to do tax reporting. And then have slowly grown, you know, as my skills have grown in the profession, you know, I've slowly taken on clients that have a little bit more complexity and need a little bit more detailed planning and different areas of taxation. I got into trusts several years after I started my own firm. And you know, it's things that you add on slowly. And that's the great thing about public accounting. You don't have to do everything. You can pick what is important and comfortable for you. And then if that changes over time, there's no rule that says that you can't adjust and add things in or get rid of things if you decide that you absolutely hate doing them. And I think that that's been a great process for me, you know, going through all of that and over time, you know, making those adjustments and tweaking my career to be what it needs to be in that moment.
What is private accounting like?
So I think the private experience that I had being a controller for a local company, I enjoyed that process because I had a huge impact on how they were developing their internal systems and, you know, what their tracking process was and how they were, you know, how the information flowed from one department to the next. And I really enjoyed that process while we were building that out, implementing, looking at new softwares to make that as efficient as possible, and helping that company grow was, like I said, it was a really rewarding experience. And in the moment, that was the time commitment that I had for it. I eventually transitioned that client out. They brought in a full-time controller after I had already been working in my own private practice because we got to a point where their business had grown enough. We had helped them get to the point where they really could use a full-time person again, a full at least 40 hours a week. And I just didn't have that much time to give to them. So they brought in a controller again. And I would say that I enjoyed the experience and I think that there's an opportunity there, depending on what your passions are. If you prefer to have a narrow focus that goes really, really deep in a particular company, I think a private opportunity like that is fantastic because you get to know everything about that business being involved in the accounting function. I do, like I said before, I really like variety. So the public side for me, where I get a really wide breadth of experience, but perhaps not as deep in my knowledge of any one particular client, just works for me and who I am as a professional.
What did you choose to merge with another CPA firm?
A few years into having my own firm, I had the luck of meeting another CPA here in town, and he and I immediately knew that we had a lot of similarities in our working styles and how we designed our process, and we had a lot of goals for growing a bigger team that were very similar. And what we were both finding is that we needed kind of a critical mass to be able to get to the next level. And when we were talking about it, like, you know, we're doing this separately right now, but in theory, like, my lease is up. Like, it would make more sense if we were operating this as one business. So we made the decision to merge, which gave us the ability to bring on some new levels of team members. We each had like a manager person, but we were able to add to the team and really take advantage of each other's strengths. There were a number of things that James has helped me with over the years. He's, you know, helped me gain confidence in areas that I hadn't had experience in, and I've been able to add to what he had on his team as well. So it's been a great experience for synergy and really kind of helping the students that we bring in. We hire a lot of folks straight out of college. And we find that the process of helping those folks find their spot in public accounting is a lot of fun, and we're able to do more of it together.
What are some challenges when you start your own practice?
When I first started my own practice, I had the advantage that I wasn't buying an existing book of business. I was starting completely from scratch. So I had zero clients when I first started, and I really was just looking to grow very slowly. And I had a lot of idealistic notions of how a CPA firm should run and how that information should flow through the system, what softwares I really liked that I've used in the past, and what I had heard about through various channels in my volunteering. So I was very intentional when I got started on, okay, this is how I want it to flow, and this is how I want to deliver information to clients. And I made sure that I had those things kind of in place. Not everything was perfect, but I had a start on things before I really hit the ground running. And then once I had kind of a basic infrastructure and I had rented a space, because one of the things that I found really helpful was to have a space away from home where my kids were not necessarily interrupting me every 5 seconds. I had that a little tiny office space that I absolutely loved and got all of the infrastructure in place. And then I joined a networking group And I started making relationships with bookkeepers in the area and just really helping them help their clients. And by forming those deeper relationships, I was able to bring on a whole bunch of clients pretty quickly and actually had the opportunity within the first 6 months of having my own office hire an employee. I actually got there much faster than I expected to. So it was really fun to be able to do that. And then that employee was someone who didn't have experience in accounting yet. So I was able to teach her, you know, how to do a payroll and what it meant to do a tax return and how things worked in accounting. And we had a lot of fun together. It was definitely a relaxed work environment. Like I said, we were ramping up slowly. So I made sure that I was taking on work as we had capacity for it, just to make sure that we weren't overloading ourselves or committing more to the business than what we had established ahead of time was a good balance for us and our families.
What did you do to adapt after merging with another CPA firm?
I've done a couple of merges now, and I think the most successful merge that I did was with my current business partner, James. And I think what made that merge process so successful is the fact that we had a lot of conversations ahead of time, not just about, okay, well, what tax software do you use? Great, me too. Things like that. There were a lot of similarities there that made the logistics very smooth. But we also had talks about, well, what are our values? And if you and I disagree on how we want to do this one thing, how are we going to resolve that? And if I want to do more volunteering than you want to do, how do we make sure that I still have the opportunity to participate in those activities without you feeling like I'm shirking my responsibilities to the firm? So we had a lot of those conversations ahead of time, and we made sure that we had systems in place that made both of us feel comfortable with how we were committing to the firm and how we were holding up our end of the bargain. And that served us very well. We've been partners now for about 5 years, and it's going great.